Perich Yud Beis Chelek Gimel Hamayach Shalit Al Alev. We're going to talk about the relationship that exists between the intellect and the emotions. Acher Shnizbar Sheitz Al Habeinoni LaAcher Atfila Ein LeNefesh Elokis Shlita Al Mahus VaAtzmos HaNefesh Abahamis. Yesterday we spoke about the concept that during davening there's a special time in Shemayim, and in that time in Shemayim there's Mochin DeGadlus. There's an expanded intellectual capacity, so to speak, that exists in Shemayim, and that specifically exists during the time of Kriya Shema and of Shemayin Esrei, and that's why we daven Kriya Shema and Shemayin Esrei in the time that we daven them, because we can tap into that Moichin Degadlus. We can expand our own intellectual capacity by doing that. And what did we say the result of that was? The result was it builds an ahava, it builds a love. The more you know something, the more you love it. What happens after that? Then you got to take it to the world of action. You infuse that passion into your mitzvos. However, that's what the Beinoni does during tefillah. And when that happens to the Beinoni during tefillah, what is he able to do in that time? The Nefesh Elokis is totally able to dominate the Nefesh HaBahamis. However, we expressed that after the Nefesh Elokis is done, after we're done with davening, the Nefesh HaBahamis is able to resurface. And in that moment, the Nefesh Elokis has to take with him the power, so to speak, that he gained during davening, and bring that to the rest of his day. Ein lenefesh elokis shlita al mahus va'atzmos hanefesh abahamis. He doesn't have total control. Shehein hamidoseh haraos. And so therefore, the urge, the desire, the struggle for doing things that are inappropriate will surface. V'lachein hara chozer v'neir u'misav v'taiva. And therefore, the Beinoni is living with the taivas of everyday life. Yamshich levar ketzad b'chozos matzliach habeinoni lehiskaber al taivas libo b'meshach kol yom kulo. Now what we're going to discuss is, through this process, how the Beinoni is able to bring that koyach with him into the rest of his day, and to be able to be victorious over his nefesh habahamis. Ad shela olam ein hara gover lehislabesh beguf lahachtio. Until the Beinoni is able to get to the stage, not where he wipes out his nefesh habahamis, because that is the realm of the tzaddik, right? And that's not what we're striving for. We are striving to be the Beinoni, who struggles in every moment of everyday life, the consciousness that he will live his life with, the Nefesh Elokis versus the Nefesh HaBahamis. But the difference is that the Beinoni is victorious, and the Nefesh Elokis dominates his life, and therefore he never comes to sin, because his Nefesh Elokis is constantly victorious. So, on the one hand, you have the Rasha, who's falling prey to the Nefesh HaBahamis, leading the life, leading that consciousness that is the Nefesh HaBahamis consciousness. On the other hand, you have the Tzaddik, both Tzaddik V'Tovlo and Tzaddik V'Ralo, that have defeated and vanquished their Nefesh Elokis. The Tzaddik V'Ralo has defeated his Nefesh Elokis, defeated his Nefesh HaBahamis, Chas V'Shalom, what did I just say? Yeah, opposite. He's defeated his Nefesh HaBahamis. The Tzaddik V'Tovlo doesn't have a Nefesh HaBahamis at all. The Tzaddik V'Ralo has a Nefesh HaBahamis, but it's batal. We are striving to be the Beinoni, who never does any Averos, because he's living with an appropriate consciousness. Rak mimnei shalo levado mishpat hamalucha v'hamimshala ba'ir lachein eino yochol lahotzi taivasu mikoach elapoel lehislabish be'evari aguf b'maisa dibor u'machshava mamish. Afal pisha eitzal benoni lacher atfilo etzem hara hashochim b'chalal asmoli shabalev ofif l'nefesh elokis. Despite the fact that by the Beinoni, after davening, the ra that it lives inside of him. Where does it live? In the left side of his heart. That's where the Ra lives inside of him. It's not vanquished. It exists, and therefore it's there. Elohim is orer b'taiva, even though in the moment of tefillah he's able to squish it, subjugate it. Elohim is orer b'taiva l'tanuge olam hazem mikol makom liyo she'em b'yado amlucha b'mshala habeladis v'ir ha'katano l'fikach yesh b'yicholos ha'nefesh elokis l'mono u'la'akva milahotzi es taivaso me'akavach alapol b'maizah divar machshav ha'mamish. Because of this kayach of the Beinoni, he's able to keep during tefillah, he's like the tzaddik. He's able to get rid of his nefesh ha'bahamis. But because he hasn't really gotten rid of it, so it's chozer v'neir. But now the job of the Beinoni is to take that into his day and to be moneah, to prevent the nefesh ha'bahamis from expressing itself on the level of ma'isa, diba, b'machshava. All things come down to machshava, diba, b'ma'isa. Yeah, what you think, yeah, what you say, and what you do. So the nefesh ha'bahamis is never able to come to reality It's never able to express itself on the level of Machshava Dibur V'Maisa, despite the fact that it's there, inside of the Beinoni, calling to be paid attention to. The Nefesh HaLokis is able to struggle with that and to come out victorious.
You have a taiva, don't you always have the Machshava?
No. So there's such a thing as having a taiva, and I see it coming up inside of me, and I'm able to push. I'm able to prevent it before it comes to the realm of Machshava. It's a very good question what you're saying. But just because I feel something doesn't mean that I'm going to think about it. I see the struggle occurring inside of me. It's called mindfulness. I see the struggle occurring inside of me, and I choose not to live with that consciousness. You understand?
I don't know if this is coming up because I remember seeing this sometime last year, that maybe the thought will come to your head, and that's not in your control. But whether you continue that thought or not is.
So that's the famous approach of the Bali Musar, right? Just because something comes up doesn't mean it needs to be there. Let's see.
Yeah.
Lahamik machshavto betanuge olam azeh ech lemalos tavas libo haomer leil sheitzal lebeinoni ein hara yachal lahotzi es tavaso meakorach elapol afilu b'machshav levad. I'm showing you exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, we spoke about the Beinoni before, that the Ra is not even able, meaning this desire for the Taiva of Tanugei Olam Hazeh, it doesn't even reach the level of Machshava. Hurak legabe Machshava mamish, hainu lahamek Machshavasu b'Tanugei Olam Hazeh, eich lemalos Taivas libo. Klomar, what does this mean? Lahalon behemshech haperek, yisbayar sheyashnam shei sugei harhurim machshavos. Maybe, Yoni, this is what you meant. There's two types of thinking. There's two types of harhurim. One, herhurim ha'olim me'aleihem min'aloch shalo l'rtzono shaladim. David, some of this is what you're talking about. There's certain things that they come up for a person. They come up for a person. Beis, machshava sha'adam choshev bekavano uberatzon umamik machshavaso behem. And then there are things, yeah, that a person chooses to think. He chooses to focus on. V'yisbar shagam eitzal abinoni. It's possible that because he's having this internal struggle, so it's going to be present for him, yeah? But that's not going to be called machshavaso mamish. That's something ki'ilu that occurs inside of me. But we don't necessarily call that intellect. Do you understand the difference? Just because something pops into your head doesn't mean that you're thinking about it. It's a thought, but it doesn't mean I'm thinking about it. You understand the difference? So when we see that thought there, what do we choose to think? We choose to think a more appropriate consciousness. You understand? Me'achar she'adayin yesh rabba libo, herhurim olam me'aleim me'aleiv al ha'moach, me'bli she'yehe b'yichalosulam no azos, ela she'abeinoni nizar shelo lahar ha'bera b'rotzunu b'kavon. So the Beinoni, because he has a nefesh ha'bahamas, and because he has that, that's his reality, he's aware of that consciousness. So he doesn't run away from it. What does he do? He's very aware of it. He's aware of it. And therefore, when those thoughts pop into his head, what does he choose to do? He chooses to think differently. And let me explain this a little bit clearer. As I've always told you guys, four things. There's your will, your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. We are aware that we have all four of those things. Since the Beinoni knows that his will is conflicted, he has nefesh abahamas and he has nefesh alokis, so he knows that his thoughts are going to be impacted by that nefesh abahamas. And he knows, therefore, that his emotions, if he would choose to be mamik that thought inside of him, his emotions will go with that. And then he will fall into the realm of the Rasha in that moment when he does that sin. Right? As Tanya said earlier in Tanya, that when in the moment when you do a sin, nikre Rasha, you're called a Rasha. So what does the Beinoni choose to do? He chooses to accept that this is who he is, and he chooses to struggle over the consciousness that he's going to live with. I know that I have this inside of me, and therefore I'm very present with that struggle. V'zui kavanas Rabbeinu kan, she'ein b'yichaluso shal hara lahotzi taivasu mikoach al hapol b'machshava mamish, lahamik machshavasu. Where does the Beinoni stop it? The Beinoni stops it not at the realm of will. That's the realm of the tzaddik. Where does the Rasha give in? At the realm of will. I can't make this fight. The Beinoni says, I know that I have a conflicted will. I'm not going to allow that will to dominate my thoughts. Klomar, she'etzel ha-Beinoni, mufrach u'mushlo legamrei davar zeh, lahamik machshavaso, beratzun v'kavana, betanugei olam hazeh, eich lemalos taivas libo. He's not going to sit and focus on on the narcissism of how do I fulfill my own pleasure. That's not what the Beinoni does. The Beinoni is able to control what he thinks and to be able to say, I'm going to shift my focus not to what I need, but to what he needs. As the famous story with the Alter Rebbe goes, that somebody once came to the Alter Rebbe and said a whole list. They spent like an hour with him at Yechidus telling the Alter Rebbe all the things they need. I need Parnasa, and I need Shalom Bayis, and I need my children should grow up to be B'nai Torah. Yeah, and all the things. And finally, at the end, the Alter Rebbe said to him, now I know what you need, but you haven't told me what you're needed for. It's such a thing as somebody who even comes to a Rebbe, and he's being narcissistic. Give me this and give me this. Yeah? But that's not necessarily what we're here for. We're not here lamalas taivos libo. Yeah, and there are people that live their life this way. You know this, guys? There are people that live their lives. Just the whole thing is lamalas taivos libo. Like, I want more taiva, more taiva, more taiva. It's a sick way of living. Ach lechora ein amuva. But there is still a problem here. B'may yafa koicha shal ha-nefesh ha-lokis b'meinoni achar ha-tfilo shatuchalam no la'akiv esaram l'spashit l'slabish b'yivar yagov. How did this happen? This is like when you see the struggle of the Beinoni, and you see the fact that he was able to go from this davening where he vanquished his nefesh ha-bahamas, and now it's chozer v'neir, and now he's living his life. How are you able to do that? It's kamat inhuman. No, how did that happen? That the nefesh elokis got this kayach that he's able to keep the nefesh ha-bahamas at bay. How did that happen? Where does that come from? And how far does it go? It got machshava diber v'maisa. Only the nefesh elokis is expressing itself. Could you imagine leading life that way? That everything you thought, spoke, and did, yeah, which are the three levushim of the nefesh, was totally dominated by your nefesh elokis. Could you imagine such a life? So, you can't say about the Beinoni that he's the only ruler of that ear katana known as ourselves. Yeah, that small city known as ourselves. You can't say he's the only guy because the Nefesh of Ahamas is still there. Since the Nefesh of Ahamas is still there, where does the Nefesh of Lukis have the strength to dominate the Nefesh of Ahamas in such a way? And this is a very deep thing. Klal Gadol Amr Bazoar. There's a tremendous principle in Kabbalah. Shehamoach Rachiv V'Shalat Al Alev. Remember, how does it go? Will, thought, emotions. So when you have a certain emotion, where does that come from? It comes from your thoughts. And therefore, the individual who is in control of his mayach is in control of his lev, because the mayach is shalit al lev. V'shlita zu hi betoldos of a teva yitzirasu. Haynu she'en zu maila o madrega she'adam magia aleh al yedei avodasa. This is not something that you need to achieve. Elezehu teva she'hitbiya HaKadosh Baruch benasu shal kol adam. This is who you are. So the Ribbono Shel'Olam planted inside of you, inside of the natural person, the Ribbono Shel'Olam gave you the ability that you should have the ability to choose what you want to feel, to choose the life you want to live. The Mayach is Shalat al Alev. Shakach Noitzer Ha'adam B'Toldoso, Shakol Adam Yachol B'Ritzono Shebemocho, L'Hisapek V'Limshol B'Ruach Taivaso Shebelibo, Shelo Le'malos Mishalos Liba B'Maisa Dibrim Rachshava. Listen to the beautiful words of the Alter Rebbe over here. This is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. That every single person, look at that word, Bertzoinai Shebemeicha, with the will of his mind. Because remember, what is it? It's will, intellect, emotions, action. Right? So the will creates a certain mindset. And you have the ability to tap into that intellectual part of you that can connect to the Nefesh Elokis, which is your deepest desire. That's your Ratzon HaPnimi, is to live with your Nefesh Elokis. So you have the ability to get to that place intellectually, and from that place, all the taivas of your lev are going to be controlled. That's naturally a part of you, by your intellect. And therefore, you're not going to be running around doing all just l'malos taivas libo, but b'machshava dibur v'maisa, you're going to be living in the realm of the Nefesh Elokis. Inyan moach shalat al alev, hu shegam kasher libo shel adam boer be'ezo taiva, even when your heart is burning with a certain taiva, b'koicho v'chaluso l'shlo al taiva l'sapek v'lo l'malos, this taiva is b'po. There is such a thing as stopping, or I should say pausing is a better lashon, checking in with yourself and choosing, is this who I want to be? It's a difficult thing to do, but it's not a crazy concept. It's not a crazy thing to think about. I have something that I want. I pause. I check in with myself, and I say, is this the life I want to lead? Is this a lamalus taivas libo type of life? And by doing that, by pausing and checking in and creating that intellectual ratzon, what's able to happen, you're able to hold it at bay. You don't need to run around getting whatever you want. It's a very childish thing. You look at a child. You ever see children and they take a toy from each other, right? And then they come and, he stole my toy. It wasn't, I wanted it, right? That's what a little kid says. A little kid says, doesn't say, well, it was my turn. A two-year-old, when they take somebody's toy, what do they argue? I wanted it. A child is all about what I want. An adult knows that what I want is not necessarily as big as what he wants. And I am here to serve. You understand? It's a very adult concept. It offends the natural American sensibilities today of, what are my God-given rights, right? The pursuit of happiness. That's my right. That's my right to pursue happiness. It's such a silly thing. You don't need to pursue happiness. Happiness is something that lives inside of you. When do you access that happiness? When you've done a job well done. Yeah, that's how do you feel at the end? If you've ever had a job that you had to do for somebody, right? When they're happy, what do you feel? You feel incredibly happy. Why is that? Because when I've served somebody else, I've tapped into the inner happiness that lives inside of me. So lamalis taivas libo type of lives, they're silly. They're nothing. They go nowhere. So you have the ability to put a pause on that and b'machshava diver v'maisa to live a different life. This goes to the will that lives in your intellect. When the will and the intellect become one, that is the vehicle that you use to control your emotions. Let's explain this a little bit deeper. One is that your intellect has the ability to change what you want, right? It used to be that I wanted X, and now through my becoming an adult and becoming more of, as we said yesterday, it has nothing to do with IQ, but the harchavas hadas, that you're able to have an adult mind, so your natiyas change, it's true. Kfish nisbar le'il, Shahamidos hein Toledos Chabad. As we've explained before, that the Chachma Bina and Das, the Toledos, the offspring of the Chachma Bina and Das, is the emotions. Ki al yedei sha'adam mevin u'masig es k'dulasu yusbarach u'mizbainim b'zeh ba'emek hadas nodem b'libo rig she'avas Hashem v'yirasu. What happens? The more you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would require thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're mamik that in your das, right? Specifically in your das, because that das is the place of connection to your emotions, yeah? So what will happen is you will build up a passion for Yiddishkeit. You'll build up a passion for the Rebbeinu Shlom. Ulefiza pirish, mayach shalit al alev, husha mayach shalit upal shinoi b'midos shebelev atzman. So level one is through my intellect, I have the ability to change my emotions. Bays, and then there's a second level. Lefamim amidos atzman shebelev ein mishtanis al yedei amach. Sometimes your midos don't change. V'halev mamshich le'etavos as taivosav v'ritzonosav. And what happens is that you continue to be the bal taiva that you are. Elisha hamayach shaylid u'mayshal ahan hagas adam v'pol. What the mayach is able to do is able to dominate and guide your actions. U'moneya me'halev lahotzi as midosav me'akoach el apol. Ulefiza mayach shalot al alev. So sometimes the mayach is able to create a change in the lev, and sometimes the mayach is not able to create a change in the lev, but it's able to ride the lev. And therefore, since like a person in a car is able to drive the car wherever he wants, so the lev has a certain desire, but it doesn't come to fruition because mayach shalat al lev is control of hanhagas ha'adam, because it's stronger than the lev. And therefore that feeling that you have inside of you, it never gets to the point of where you're actually acting on it. V'hine, shlitas ha-moach al alev ba'ofen ha-rishon, hi mitzad ha-seichel shebe-moach. Level one, that's called the seichel of the moach. Hayinu lefi shelefi ofen ha-sagas v'havanas ha-seichel, kach mishtanas ha-midos. So according to my level of intellect, that will create a change. So when we first, on the first level, when we talk about the seichel and the mayach, It creates changes in the lev. That's mitzad ha-seichel. The more I think about it, the more I get clarity in it, the more it changes inside of me. Ach ba'ofen ha-sheni, sha'amayach ma'yishol v'shtoilet anhagas adam neged taivas libo, hinei teikov zeh she'b'moach noveh mekach ha-rotzon, ha-shoyre b'moach she'b'rosh. So this is a very deep thing. There's multiple layers to our intellect. One is the intellect itself. And the more I come to understand something, it's going to create changes inside of me. But not always does that happen. For whatever reason, not always does that happen. So what we have is another facet, and that's the will of the intellect. And the will of the intellect, the Ratzon Shebemayach, that's able to guide Anhagas Adam. You see, this is the beautiful thing. I just want to take a pause and point out, this is one of the beautiful things about Tanya, that it's not just an intellectual exercise. The Tanya is literally teaching us how we lead our lives. What if I do, and this is what guys always say, right? What if I feel, I feel like this is what I want to do. I know myself. I'm not going to be able to control myself. What's the response? The response is, good. We're not asking you right now to change that. Yeah, if you could, that would be great. But if you can't change that, you have to understand that you have built into you, naturally, not something you need to become, something you already are, you have naturally a facet of your intellect, which is called Ratzon. So this is the greatest Musar Sefer. People think Chassidus and Musar are two separate things. Chassidus, what it did is it brought these ideas in the world in a very practical way for us to be able to express these things. I know that I need to act in a certain way. I know, I've made an absolute decision. I'm going to change. That decision to change, that decision to be knowing my life in a certain way, that's stronger than the taiva of your life. And that will determine what you actually do. And with this, we can now understand the difference between what happens during tefillah and what happens after tefillah. This is incredible. During davening, what arena is the Beinoni working on? He's working in the arena of the Seichel Shebemoach. So he's totally focused on Gdulas Hashem. And in that time period, there's a Gadlus Demochin up in Shamayim. So this time period is given to him to expand his das. And in that way, what happens in that moment during tefillah? There's a change. And in that moment, there's no room for the Nefesh HaBahamis to even have a taiva. It's batal, like the tzaddik virala. Yeah? Why? Because that's the bechina of Seichel Shabamach. Harayu ma'or rahava kiris ve'esh b'chala yamini shabalim. Va'azarash b'chala asmoli shabalim. Kafafu batal atova mispash b'chala yamini mechabad shabamach. As we explained, in that moment, when he has that gadlus demeichin, and he has that archavas hadas, what happens inside of himself in that moment of davening? He builds up that passion. And the ra is totally kafafu batal, just like the tzaddik viralo. Haynu shabaosa sham mushlo etzlo kol regesh taivas mashicha b'leiv l'nyanei olam hazeh machmas risvei eish ava l'ashem ha'boerim belibo. There's no room for him to have taivas in olam hazeh. He's on fire to be with the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's on fire to be with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Amnam gam la'achra tefilo, but now afterwards, kasher kvar ein be'efshar v'shal beinoni l'kasher sichlo v'day to b'ashem. He's no longer in that place of das. Yeah, he's no longer in that place of totally being focused on the Shem. And there's no godless demoichin happening at that time up in Shemayim. V'lishlal al milo shebelev atzman mikol makom ayde shemachlet beretzonu shebemochol isnaig behitim l'retzonu yisbarach harei bekoch arotun shebemoch sholin hu alan hagas haguf shetihepech taivas alev. What happened to him in that moment when he was sitting in davening? That in that moment in davening, the seichel was so there and was so present that it wipes the Nefesh HaBahamas out. But now that he's after davening, there's still something residual there. What's the residual there? What's the residual that's there? He's made the decision he's not going to go back to Tavos Olam Hazeh. He's not going to go back to the Nefesh HaBahamas life. And therefore, he still has a power, even after davening, to be Mahapich Tavos Halev. And that's how he's able to live his life in that way, where he's able machshava dibur b'maisa, not chas v'shalom to fall prey to the taivas of his life. Stay there? We'll stop here for today, guys? Okay, shkoyach.